Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Mary Murphy and Suzanne Kestel. They are the Perry Public Library Director and Children's Librarian. So Mary and Suzanne, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So Mary, we'll start with you. First thing we want to talk about is something going on at the start of November and then going for the next couple months. That is the winter reading program. What can you tell me about this?
The winter reading program we have every winter for actually children, teens, and adults. We cover all ages. It goes through to the end of February. And the big decision was to have it go to February 28th or February 29th because it's leap year. So yes, it goes for 4 months. We have monthly prizes for the adults, monthly prizes for the teens, and Suzanne will talk about the children's prizes. And then we have overall grand prizes. It's a little more low-key than summer reading program, but we still have prizes and we still give away Kindles.
All right, so just like the summer program, it is free though, right?
Yes, it is. No cost at all. We just want people to read and come in and get prizes.
All right, so that starts on November 1st. People need to sign up for it then?
You do register, and you can do that online or come into the library and register.
Any clue on what your prizes are going to be for the adults and the teen programs?
I don't know about the teen program, but we always have usually a gift certificate to the Mandarin, gift certificate to Mary Rose, gift certificate to the movie theater. And I don't know, maybe we'll hit one of the new restaurants this year because there's so many new restaurants.
All right. Now, another thing that is starting essentially on November 1st, it's not actually the date of the program, but that's when your deadline to sign up for the program is. That's your monthly craft club. And you got another one coming up here. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, this will be a thankful sign. It is a 1x6, probably about 20 inches long. And we're going to have it at the library in the large meeting room. There was a conflict with the Spanish class, but the Spanish class is going to restaurants. So the craft club has a large meeting room, and they will be crafting in there and making the signs.
All right. So the event itself is on November 12th. Sign up by November 1st. What sort of reception and turnout have you had for this program so far?
Pretty good. Last month, we had 32. I'm trying to think. We had almost that amount for the first month. So we're going to continue it as long as it's popular.
All right. Now moving on here into later November, the next trivia event is coming up, and that's exciting for me because I love your trivia events. And talk about the upcoming Trivia with Friends program.
Well, these are fundraisers for the Friends of the Perry Public Library, and I take part in trivia at my church, and it's trivia from life. So I, in fact, just sat down and started making categories today. But there is going to be a category for Perry history trivia because, you know, we had our sesquicentennial. But you will find some Perry history trivia at the upcoming Trivia in Perry.
All right. So Trivia on the Prairie is what that one's called. And what are some of the details as far as like the cost and participation for it?
You can have a team of eight. It costs $10 a person, and you can get mulligans. Mulligans are like a wild card. You can use it for one per round. So there are usually five questions per round. So pretty good chance of getting 100%.
And as a trivia veteran, I will say you will use your mulligans. Trust me. Trust me on that. All right. Now, coming up after that is basically the namesake for the trivia event. It's Art on the Prairie. Now, obviously, this is a big event. I'll have Jenny and Mary Rose come in and talk about that. But what is your involvement this year with the library for Art on the Prairie?
Well, the library always hosts the community students in the children's area. We have the elementary and the middle school and the high school bring some of their student art, and they're on exhibit. And if you've never come to the library and walked through the children's exhibit, you should, because they're very, very talented. We also host the local artist in town that we have, and this year we're going to be dedicating three pieces of art in the library. So they're getting installed next week. It's very exciting. And we'll have the Poets Corner on Saturday in the large meeting room. And on Sunday, we'll have Betsy Peterson actually reading her new book. It was a collaboration project with her sister-in-law. Sister-in-law authored it and she illustrated it. If you saw the book, you would say, Betsy Peterson did this art. And she is also one of the artists that we are having a piece installed in the library. Now that'll be dedicated on Sunday. So the three pieces of art dedicated Sunday the 10th at 1:30. Betsy Peterson will have an author book talk at 12:30 and at 2:00 on Sunday. It's the 10th year. And so it's kind of close to my heart because when I first got here, a month after I got here, it was the first Art on the Prairie. And I was enjoying Art on the Prairie and I saw it at the Security Bank building and I saw it at the hotel and I saw it at the Carnegie and I saw it at the Towncraft. And I said, the Perry Public Library has to be part of this because art is very creative and writing is very creative. And it just goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to some events later on in the month, starting with a program about Humanities Iowa. Now, what can you tell me about this? It's coming up in the middle of the month.
November 14th, Dr. Dennis Goldford of the Humanities Iowa Speakers Bureau will have a program called The Election of 2020, Looking Backward, Looking Forward. He is a political science professor at Drake and serves as a political analyst for KCCI and Iowa Public Radio and other media organizations. He's co-authored a book called The Iowa Caucuses, The Making of a Media Event. This will be taped by Pegasus for all those that are homebound will be able to enjoy it. Iowa plays a major role in the primaries and he's going to give us background of how we evolved to be that role, the caucuses. So it's probably going to be pretty educational and informative at the same time.
Still lots more to talk about, so we will continue this conversation tomorrow. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy and Suzanne Kestel. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.